For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Leading alt-right figure Richard Spencer of the National Policy Institute is scheduled to speak later today at Michigan State University. Spencer was a key player last year in Charlottesville, Virginia, where the Unite the Right rally saw violent clashes between white nationalists and counter-protesters. Most notably, 32-year-old Heather Heyer was killed when a man who had voiced racist and pro-Nazi views drove a car into a crowd. Richard Spencer talks with me about his desire to speak at MSU. Here at Michigan State University, MSU initially denied your request to speak here. A lawsuit was filed. A federal court ordered mediation. Those talks resulted in this arrangement. So you're paying $1,650 for this event. You'll speak for up to 2 hours. MSU is providing security. When you agreed to the date of March 5th, were you aware that MSU will be on spring break and that almost all students will be away from campus?
Yes. I was obviously not pleased with that. It's hardly ideal. I would like to speak in a prime time space. There is certainly enough interest to warrant that. That is, I would like to speak at 7 p.m. in a central location, and certainly when school is in session. However, my team and I decided to compromise and agree to this in order to set an important precedent going forward. And the other thing is certainly not all students will be gone. There are many members of the community that will want to come. I have no doubt that there'll be counter-protesters as well. And again, if counter-protesters engage in good faith protests, that is a peaceful protest, they stand outside, hold signs, they could come in, ask questions. If they were peaceful, I would actually engage with them in dialogue. So that is all fine. But we wanted to set this precedent going forward so that we can have speeches in the future.
This location, the MSU Pavilion for Agriculture and Livestock Education, it's on the southern fringe of the main campus as opposed to your first request, which was to speak at the MSU Union. There was a rodeo at the pavilion just a week or so ago. Talk about agreeing to have your event at the pavilion.
Well, I guess it's a bit fitting. I think there'll be a rodeo-like atmosphere. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement and so on. So I think that's fine. That doesn't bother me at all, to be honest. I will speak anywhere if my rights are protected by the authorities. And if I can engage, if I have an opportunity to really engage with people, that's why I do this.
These arrangements were made before a major shakeup of the administration here at Michigan State University. President Lou Anna Simon has resigned. The Board of Trustees has appointed former Michigan Governor John Engler as interim president. Have you had any communication with the new administration about this appearance?
I have personally not had any communication, but I'm sure that Cameron Padgett and Kyle Bristow have.
They're the people who have made these arrangements.
Yes, Cameron Padgett made the arrangements. Kyle Bristow is offering legal services, representation.
Richard Spencer, thank you.
Thank you.
Scott Pohl, WKAR News.